Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation, the exhalation, the expansion and the contraction, the ebbing and the flow. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we set the intention of our time to be together, to be present, to the presence, to the life, to the light that is right where we are, we will take 3 deep breaths in. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, expand the rib cage. And allow that life-giving, energizing breath of God to fill all the sacs in your lungs. Hold. Gently exhale. Take a second deep breath in. Drop down into that heart cave, that sanctuary in the middle of your chest. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, expand the rib cage, and take in that breath of life. Gently exhale. And as we take in our third and final deep breath in, let's set the intention to surrender any thoughts, concerns, or worries that we may have and just be present in this moment, here and now. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. I'd like to share with you from our Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Merrill, Psalm 39. I prayed, "Be thou my voice, that I may not err with my tongue. I will remain mute so long as my fears assail me. I was silent in my ignorance. I held my peace to no avail. My distress grew worse. My heart burned within me. As I mused, the fire burned. Finally, I spoke with my tongue. O loving presence, you are with us to the end. Whatever the measure of our days, our life passes by as the blinking of an eye. For the gift of life fades too, soon away. Yet how precious are we in your sight. Surely your plan for us is written on our hearts. Surely your angels stand ready to guide us on our way. Surely there is nothing to fear, for you abide within us. You will wait patiently for us to awaken to your love. And now, O loving friend, for what do I wait? My hope is in your guidance. Forgive me for all my mistakes. Let me not walk in ignorance. I stand silent before you. I hold my tongue. To you, I turn in repentance. Remove the blemishes from my heart, for I am weary of guilt. When you blot out the darkness of sin, burning in it with refining fire, surely I am made new, redeemed by your love. Hear my prayer, O listening heart. Give ear to my cry. Wash away my tears with your peace. For I am but a passing guest, a sojourner on this earth, as in all generations. Look upon me with mercy, that I may know the joy of living in the realm of love, now and in the life to come. Amen. Divine Beloved, Thou who art ever present, Thou in whom we live, move, and have our being, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that which is, was, and yet to come, the Lord God Almighty. As we consciously join together hearts and minds across the airways, we know that there is nowhere where you are not. As we come in this time, we ask that you deepen our faith, that we learn to surrender all our concerns to you. For our teacher said that we were to cast our burdens upon you, for you care for us. As we believe and hold to this truth, we know that there is nothing that is outside of your ability to heal, to bless, to prosper. So in this awareness, our hearts are opening to trust and surrender you for all our needs. So again, our teacher said, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And so we trust and surrender for the right outcome concerning anything that is before us. We trust and surrender for the healing of our physical bodies and those of our loved ones. We trust and surrender that the world and the people that live within it will open their hearts and their souls to remember the truth of their being, that we are one kind, humankind. We trust and surrender that our hearts would be touched to be loving, to be kind, to be compassionate, to be accepting of one another. We trust and surrender that you know all that is written for us to do even before we were born. We trust and surrender that we are on the right path, ever guided, ever directed, for all that you would have us do. We trust and surrender, knowing that there is nothing too hard, that you are able to make a way where there is no way. We trust and surrender that everything that is happening in our lives, that it is all working for good because we love you. As we trust and surrender, we ask that you truly endow us with the Christ faith, that knew that even though he would be crucified, that he would resurrect in 3 days. May we have that Christ resurrecting faith in us right here, right now. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, Thou who art transcendent and immanent. You know what we have need of even before we have need of it. For it is written, it is your good pleasure to give us kingdom. That kingdom contains all good, all peace, all joy, all harmony, all happiness, all abundance, all prosperity. And so as we breathe in this truth, as we breathe in this awareness, as we breathe in this acceptance to trust and surrender like never before, to allow the Christ faith in us to guide, to direct, to illuminate our path, we know that all is well. All is well. All is well. Together we say, Amen.
Amen.
So if you repeat after me, our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my beloved, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our Sunday soul connection. Until, have a beautiful and blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday. God bless.
Thank you.